Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Siatha B. Neal is a chess master, author, artist, inventor, designer, advanced 3D model matrix vector logistics chess. He offers advanced 3D chess books, which contain diagrams, photos, key information about the game board, and actual games that you can enjoy. Inside each book is the opportunity to purchase custom-made chess boards with chess pieces that go specifically with the games. If you're an enthusiast, a chess enthusiast, this unique one-of-a-kind book series with actual games is designed just for you. Siatha offers the world a legacy in his writing and pioneering efforts to advance the concepts of advanced chess gaming with the hope that his game inventions will be realized in the Olympic sports arena where humans and robots are competing participants. Grandmaster Siatha Neal joining us to discuss his Master Chess instruction books. Siatha, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program. So much to talk about, and we'll get into that during the course of the program. The information, the e-books we're talking about specifically, you'll find at bookventure.com in the bookstore. We will give you that information throughout the program and a direct link, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Siatha, I know you're a very proud writer from San Bernardino, California. What makes you so proud to be a writer and from San Bernardino?
Well, Rick, my sense of pride from being a writer from San Bernardino, California, stems from the notion that I'm easily able to convey to my readers the practical aspects of advanced 3D matrix chess through the pictorial display of photos in my chess book and e-books.
And those are spectacular. And again, if you go to bookventure.com in the bookstore, we'll give this to you throughout the program. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Who or what inspired you to be a writer?
Well, my cousin Robert H. Brown, who was a deceased British citizen residing in England and who also held a doctoral degree in English, was influential in my decision to try a writing career besides my engineering interests. Writing is a magnificent tool that enables me to promote ideas of advanced chess to help enlighten others about the new styles and art forms of playing advanced 3D chess, as opposed to the draconian ways of conventional chess, and to offer some important moral compass for those readers who have an open mind to newer opportunities to explore and to exhaust the tapestry of psychological warfare under the philosophical guidance to exhaust the possibilities to newer, informative approaches to life in general. My rather unique chess books allow readers to live for greatness, the greatness which comes from their hearts and their minds. It espouses the philosophy that, quote, you are what you think therefore you are, end of quote. The book dares readers to explore and to rediscover their innate and yet dormant passion for excellence in their quintessential cognition quest along the journey that provides fun and entertainment in the process.
You talk about rather unique chess books. Boy, that's an understatement, because these are just magnificent, and you will learn so much not only about chess but life and yourself with this series. And the series of three ebooks that I talk about on BookVenture are available at only $3.99 each, which is just a fantastic deal. Siatha Neal is our guest on the program. That's S-I-A-F-A. Neal is N-E-A-L. Link on directly to information on the books at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When did you begin writing with the intention of actually getting these books published? What was that like for you?
Well, my writing began upon conceiving the concept of advanced matrix chess. There was a need to add excitement and pizzazz to the games of classical conventional chess, to raise the bar of the games to higher levels of sophistication, to test the plasticity boundary limit ranges of a human full spectrum cognitive elasticity, cognition capacity, potentiality, and endurance, and to provide chess readers different dynamic perspectives to the intelligence tests for logistic and strategic diagnostic and prognostic analysis. Rick, in order to achieve these objectives, I discovered newer ways of playing chess using three-dimensional models And by the way, Model 3 is just one of these models, to name a few, to enhance the potential dynamic and kinetic of the game. Thus, writing provides a practical tool amongst many to reach out to the masses who share similar interests, who are eager to explore and to exhaust the newer awareness of concepts of playing chess at advanced distributive logistic levels.
You talk about discovering newer ways of playing chess with using three-dimensional models. You'll find all of that at bookventure.com in the bookstore, a link directly to take you to the three books we're talking about. It's absolutely amazing what Siafa, our guest on the program, has been able to do. Talk a little bit about a fascinating background. The environmental upbringing playing a pivotal role in writing. And did that actually work to your advantage?
Yes, it did, Rick. As a matter of fact, my three junior brothers and I were fortunate to attend the college preparation American International School that require high scholastic achievements as a prerequisite for admittance. The acquisition of my academic skills continue to play a crucial role in my writing style today, as I continue to utilize these fundamentally acquired knowledge skills to my advantage, which is tantamount to my progressive writing achievements.
With us on the program, Siafa Neal. He's a chess master, author, artist, inventor, designer, advanced 3D model matrix vector logistics chess. I'll go through some of the titles as we progress through the interview, but I'm thinking as I'm reading through these, do you come up with a title before or after you actually write the manuscript?
Well, Rick, the sequence of occurrence is random and or both. I write the title of my choice before I write the manuscript, maybe because it may be a random selection choice amongst a list of other prospective titles that represent the dynamic kaleidoscopic qualities of the manuscript. If I chose a title after I write the manuscript, the choice may be the one that best depicts the ideas and concepts of discussion.
You've never seen anything quite like the series we're talking about today. Please introduce your genre that you're writing about, and why do you prefer to write in the specific genre?
Well, basically, Rick, the genre of my work focuses on nonfiction how-to-play board games and advanced logistics chess. My preference for this genre portrays my interest and strength in the field of cognitive logistics awareness, which advanced matrix chess demonstrates. Moreover, I'm able to utilize and to test some of my photographic skills despite some of the complications that arise from photographing images of other prospective models besides Model 3. There are other geodesic and geocentric models which may have possible applications for other forms of interstellar habitat modules that may be utilized for non-geodesic and non-geocentric habitats, like the space structures for the lunar colony on the moon and the Martian colony. Rick, in addition, the reading public has little exposure to chess writers, especially even more so advanced 3D matrix chess writers, who are able to uncover the concepts of advanced chess to create dynamic game possibilities, to design the game boards of different types of 3D geodesic models, and to publish the games in print or digital version.
You know, sometimes when we think of board games, we spell it B-O-R-E-D because they get very commonplace. They're not very challenging after a while. You have totally revolutionized board games and chess with 3D and what we're talking about in the program. I want to list.
Indeed, I have, Rick.
You have, and you're a pioneer in this field. And I want to talk about the books here in a second and promoting these books. And then after that, I'll mention the three titles we're talking about in the series. Each of these are ebooks. They're $3.99 each. What was the inspiration, sort of that light bulb moment that inspired you to write the book that we're now talking about on the program today?
Well, Rick, after designing the models, to name a few, which includes Model 3, and randomly engaging with a few games on each separate model, the thought of translating the games into several books did spark my interest to publish my findings in order to reach out to the growing numbers of inquisitive chess enthusiasts worldwide and to raise the levels of awareness about the sophistication possibilities and probabilities of the game into incrementally kaleidoscopic, dynamic, and kinetic postulates.
With us on the program, Siafa Neal, and that's S-I-A-F-A-B Neal, N-E-A-L. The book we're talking about, the book series we're talking about, is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Three e-books, Advanced Chess Inferential Analysis of Distributive Cognitive Logistics, Advanced Chess Inferential Analysis of Distributed Cognitive Logistics, Volume 2, and Advanced Chess Compilations Pertaining to Random Access to Problematic Probabilities. All of those, these e-books, cost only $3.99 each, which is a fantastic deal going on now. It's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. We'll talk about the rest of the books. There are many more that CFA has. We'll talk about that during the remainder of the program. In the writing process, what has been some of the most rewarding experiences that you've had so far?
Well, Rick, my writing process provides to me a sense of satisfaction and purpose in life. Although I have yet to reap the financial rewards for my efforts, I still think that translating my work into published books is therapeutic for an energetic writer as myself, especially even more so that I still have declining youthful years ahead of me. At least I would be able to leave behind my published accomplishments in the history books of chess, which most readers may be able to recall my name with references to my books. I am looking forward to my old age, whereby I may be able to test my knowledge-based retention skills regarding the games of advanced 3D chess, with reference to the models in question. My legacy would be that I may be remembered as the father of modern-day advanced 3D matrix vector chess. My motto with regards to age-related memory retention is, quote, if you don't use it, you lose it, end of quote.
Exactly, and you are using it and making the world a better place because of that. The book's again available at bookventure.com, and I love that. The father of modern-day advanced 3D matrix vector chess. If you haven't played chess for a while, you're thinking, how can something be new? Check this out, because this is really pushing the boundaries with what the CFA has. What would you say, and you talked a little bit about the publishing journey, what's been the most rewarding aspect of that so far for you, would you say?
Well, I have yet to reap the financial rewards for my books. My publishing company is not presenting to me the quarterly financial reports which they claim they would do in the contract. My most rewarding experiences are knowing that my works are published, acquiring a sense of satisfaction in my efforts to present my findings to the public, knowing that my work depicts my best available writing skills at the time of publication, providing me the opportunity to test my photographic skills with my digital camera before publishing the final copy, and taking pride in knowing that my efforts may be recorded in the history book of chess as being the founder and father of modern-day advanced 3D matrix vector logistics distributive chess.
You jumped into this publishing because you were really passionate, excited about the product that you had created. What advice would you give other authors? Everybody at one point or another who's a writer is a first-time author. Talk about that advice you might give them so they can maybe capture some of that passion you have and turn it into a published book.
Yes, Rick. The publishing business has a competitive market, which makes many authors both well-known because the readership love their style or game genre of writing, and unknown because the author may be new to the industry. What is important is that your work in your genre stands out from the crowd of published authors. One may ask oneself the following questions concerning success in the publishing industry. Question number one, what makes my work unique? Another question may be question number two, why would a reader want to read my novel? Question number three, am I allowing my published work to speak for itself without being so pretentious? Question number four, what would compel a reader to purchase my book? Question number five, do I emulate a passion for writing my book? Question number six, am I consistent with my daily routine efforts to process and apply my writing skills to my unpublished work? Question number seven, do I have what it takes, the love, the compassion, the zeal, the time, the resources, and effort to become a successful writer with the awareness that the book publishing industry has a competitive market, which implies that the financial rewards may not necessarily be immediate or forthcoming spontaneously? Question number 8. Am I constantly actively writing my next book despite the fact of accomplishing the current book? Question number 9. Do I apply the right networking skills and exposure for my books? Question number 10. How do I relax while writing the manuscripts for my current book or my next future books? Question number 11. Do I have the right organizational skills to write my next book in an orderly sequence and format? And lastly, question number 12. How do I augment my reading, writing, and speaking skills to meet the growing demands of the book publishing market?
Just like everything you do, so comprehensive, so well laid out, that structure is there. It walks everybody through the process. It's more than just an idea. There's so much more that goes into the process of writing, and you've articulated those very well in the answer. Siafa Neal is our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about some of your favorite authors. Who are those that you admire, and why do you?
Well, Rick, these authors are Robert Louis Stevenson and Charles Dickens. The reason why they are my favorite authors is due to the poetic style of Robert Louis Stevenson and the sophisticated style writing of Charles Dickens. My exposure to their works was at an early stage during my elementary schooling years and later during my high school education.
With us on the program, and boy, time has gone by so quickly, Siafa Neal, and that's S-I-A-F-A Neal, N-E-A-L. The books we talked about again in the series, the $3.99, three e-books, each just $3.99 each, available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. All of the products that Siafa has available at coffeepress.com/Siafa, S-I-A-F-A, hyphen B, hyphen Neal, N-E-A-L. A lot to remember if you're traveling. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to go directly to those websites. Advanced 3D chess book contain diagrams, photos, key information about the game board, and actual games that you can enjoy. Inside each book, the opportunity to purchase custom-made chess boards with chess pieces that go specifically with the games. You can receive instructions for booking 3D Grandmaster Siafa B. Neal for private parties, speaking engagements, and game events. His package, one of a kind. If you're a chess enthusiast, this is for you. Siafa, a pleasure to have you with us on the program, the founder and father of modern-day advanced 3D matrix vector logistics distributive chess. I learned so much in just reading your background. A pleasure to finally have you with us on the program.
It's been my pleasure, Rick.
And again, Siafa B. Neal is our guest on the program. Books available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, also at coldpress.com. All of that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after we pause for these messages. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.